Good afternoon. It's 12.
Hello.
Hi. It's 12:30 here in then some at KPTZ, and it's time for Brewocracy Now, our weekly opportunity to talk with the folks from our hardworking Port Townsend city government. I'm Missy Nielsen, filling in for Taylor Clark, and I'd like to welcome our co-host, Port Townsend City Manager John Morrow. John, wow, looking at the calendar, it's festival season.
Yeah, we're so psyched about that, both as a city, as a community, and I'll just be honest, as a family, at least mine. So I'm excited to be kind of focusing on that right now today.
I'm just kind of blown away. We have two good-sized festivals, an annual county picnic. You know, we have a local housing meeting. Just, wow, where do we start? How are you? How's the staff? Curious minds can only imagine.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. You know, people forget sometimes that, you know, some of our folks are out there at like 4 a.m. doing work on the streets or making sure our community's safe or getting library books ready to roll or whatever it might be. So thanks for checking in. I think I'm trying to lead by example and spend a little bit of time enjoying what we have to offer here in the city and also working hard. So I think that's generally modeled by most folks. A couple things. We have some guests today, Missy, and I'm
Excellent.
Really excited.
I can't wait to meet them.
I had a tip to you and Jim. And Jim Burke, I got to call you out individually, like I told you when I saw you at a city open house on Saturday, and say I neglected to thank you for whatever magic you do to make this actually happen. And I know every week is different and there's a different challenge, and somehow you've never failed. So
it's not magic, John. It's science.
Just like wires and stuff, right, Jim?
Yeah.
So before we dive into our special guests, I just wanted to make maybe at least one thing, and then Missy, if you want to do any cleanup on other issues. But one thing I just wanted to say, kind of like breaking news, because I don't get to do that often. And when I do it here. For those interested in better understanding information around the incident that happened just next to KPTZ at the Mountain View Pool last month, we just posted a question and answer and a statement on the city website. So I won't blab on about it because most of you folks can read, and you can go to latest news or to Engage PT and you could read firsthand and actually learn about what happened, what's going on now, and how we move forward together through, I'd say, a difficult community challenge. So equip yourself with information. I know that's what KPTZ is about. So thanks for joining us here.
I appreciate you nudging our citizens to your website for the latest news and resourcing us. It's a great website. In fact, you know, I was poking around and you actually gave them some acronym information that I found very helpful. And I do know this is a really big topic you're referencing, but we have a direction I understand you're taking this week. So well done, John.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll pick up this piece in a future conversation. But this week, who do you have here?
Oh, man, I'm really excited. We've been planning this for a little while, and I know they've been playing this for a lot longer than this show here, but we have Gage and Dominic. I'm not going to butcher their names, so I'd like them to introduce themselves and for us to understand what do they do and what is Soundcheck. Welcome, guys.
Excellent. Thanks, so Gage, why didn't you get us started?
Hey, sure. Yeah, my name is Gage Passafera. I live here in Port Townsend. I've been here about 6 years, moved from Portland, Oregon. I'm a web developer, kind of work primarily in marketing, and sort of in my former life, through most of my 20s and 30s, I was in bands and I was a musician, still play guitar, still sing, still write some songs here and there. And that's part of my interest in Soundcheck.
And Dominic, you are the sidekick. Who was the one that initiated the concept of Soundcheck? But please, Dominic, let our listeners know fully who you are and your connection.
Yeah, sure. Dominic Svornich and Gage started the Soundcheck the first year that Thing came in 2019. I'm sure he can touch a little more on the kind of origin stories there. But when I was involved with that first year, it was while I owned Cellar Door with my wife. We were a music venue in town, of course. We'd had, you know, over 1,000 shows down there, and we're kind of engaged on that level. Since then, we sold Cellar Door just before the pandemic. But I've been involved with KPTZ on the board for the last 6 years, took over as board president this January. And so I'm kind of continuing in my involvement through that role and through my role in the Port Townsend Creative District group.
Excellent. John, I know that as the host here, you probably have a deeper understanding of what's going on with the sound check as it relates to the city. I just would add that I sent you a little email with the creative, curious citizen that I might be with some questions. But John, tell me, what are the citizens talking about when it comes to sound check? And what are these guys going to help us understand more fully today?
Oh, I mean, I'm definitely not the authority. I feel like I'm in the limelight of greatness here. I usually try to eclipse myself, my understanding, with those who are actually doing some things in the community that people are really jazzed about. So I'll just say that I'm personally looking forward to participating, even though that week I'll likely be working. But I love the idea of partnerships. So, you know, mm-hmm. Dominic's spoken both to KPTZ and, you know, serving on the board, but also the creative district and Engage Reference. You know, there's a lot behind the scenes of how we work together as a community. And the city plays maybe a minor role there. I mean, we'd like to bring people together, but I think at the same time, we pinch hit here and there, but you know, ideas come from people's minds like Gage's and they become reality. And oftentimes we are the beneficiaries and maybe promoters, but we don't have a direct role. So maybe these guys can kind of talk about how it works and even kind of get into you know, what is a week going to look like?
Right. So Gage, I drilled down far enough to look at your report from the 2019 event, and I found that really compelling. I love the idea. And one of the questions that I got from looking at your website, and I don't want to jump in too far, was the connection to the thing. But I think the origin story is a good place to start. And some of the granular components that I think might provide, I noticed, prototypes for our city and for future events to consider. It feels like a really cool way of bringing our local multidisciplinary artists to the forefront. And so, Gage, help me understand a little bit about how this kind of rolled out in the first event.
Yeah, sure. And you're absolutely right. This is a very local effort. It's, you know, focused on local performers and local artists and makers. And, you know, it's done with support of a lot of local organizations. But yeah, this kind of came into fruition back in 2019. And I think it was late 2018 when we found out that Thing was going to be coming here for the first time. You know, this huge festival by, you know, Adam Zaks, who produced the Sasquatch Festival. You know, and I've been to Sasquatch a couple of times, and of course I was super excited about this. I'm like, oh wow, you know, the same kind of festival is coming here to Port Townsend. That's unbelievable. That's gonna be so amazing. And so, you know, kind of after some of that initial excitement wore off, kind of my next thought was, okay, I wonder what's happening here locally. You know, and so I started talking to people about, you know, what they might be doing for, you know, to kind of like capture this opportunity of having all these people in town for Thing that we can introduce to Port Townsend. And the response I was getting was not a heck of a lot was going on. So yeah, the more I talked to people, the more I realized that, you know, it didn't seem like anybody was going to organize anything that really featured our local talent. You know, I had conversations with people. You know, I would say I had one key conversation with Teresa Veres that kind of pushed me over the edge. You know, she's very encouraging, loved the idea. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the day after that conversation we had at the Poorhouse when I really started organizing this thing. And so the first time around, it was pretty small. You know, we kind of bootstrapped it with a pretty small amount of money. We threw one featured event. It was a songwriter showcase that was put together by Rowan Katz. It was a really amazing event. It took place over 2 days at Phosphine Coffee House. And we also had a bus. We wanted to run people from the Thing campground into downtown on this free bus, you know, so that they could, you know, come here and enjoy a night of events on Thursday, actually on Friday, before things started on Saturday. And everything went really well on that Friday. The venues were packed. You know, the songwriter showcase was awesome. I had a couple hundred people ride the bus, and we had events happening all over town.
So this is linked to the Thing as a warm-up and a presentation opportunity. So walk us through maybe next week. So the very first sound check event. Let's talk briefly about the calendar prior to the Thing. This is our showcase, correct?
Yes, it's our showcase, absolutely. So I'm going to, like, I'll do a really quick run through of all the events. We have a lot going on. So you can, you know, after I run through these, you can kind of pick out things that seem interesting to you. But Friday night on the 19th, we have our Bandorama when we're featuring a bunch of local bands. I know we have Uncle Funk playing, I think Kilsip and Sweater Weather are playing that night. We've got other bands playing that evening. Saturday is the Uptown Street Fair with a whole bunch of stuff going on. We got music from John Maxwell, Band Lele, Unexpected Brass Band, who are totally awesome, the Black Chevys, Bobby Winstead. Let's see, the we also have Encanto movie night at the end of the street fair for kids. Sunday, we've got a bunch of cool community art stuff going on. We have a bunch of artist demos. Like I know we have glass blowing. We have Artscape that's going to have community projects. We also have a gallery walk that day. Jonathan Doyle is doing a dance event. They're doing a Lindy Hop lesson on that Sunday. And then in the evening, we've got a night of burlesque from the Sky Dancers and Indigo Sky Productions. Next night, Monday, we got a show at the Bishop in their outdoor patio area from Abacus and Three Wheels Turning. We also have a writer presentation from Ricky Ducournay. That'll be at the Castle, presented by Imprint Books.
Truly multidisciplinary. And I bet our listeners would really like to have a place where they can capture all this content. Do you have a website where they can pull down this calendar and
yes, absolutely. Make it easier for them to follow? If you go to ptsoundcheck.com, you can see the full listing. And if I'm going on too long, I can stop here and we can talk about
things. What's important to understand is the bigger picture. Like hearing your Sunday sounds like a wonderful a family day, and there are time ranges. But what I'm really curious about, Dominic, you might be able to speak to, and John, also, you know, this is dovetailing in. This goes straight through from this weekend right into the thing. We have Friday all week long, and then the thing begins. That's a full-on relationship to those two events. Dominic, do you expect many visitors to show up this weekend for the following event weekend? Is that the goal, that we're also supporting a little bit more of a preview for the thing?
You know, that was kind of the original conception with Soundcheck. Uh-huh. It's a little bit different this year since things doing programming on Friday. We were able to really capture kind of a different, you know, weekend night feel the first time around. So this is kind of a mix. I mean, this festival's for locals as much as it's for anybody else, and probably more so, really. You know, we don't expect a whole lot of people to be coming to town for Soundcheck the weekend before necessarily. Mm-hmm. A lot of the events are, you know, of course, town's going to be full either way. It always is this time of year. But a lot of events are for anybody. You know, we're focusing on pushing music events that are happening that last Thursday, right before Thing starts, pretty heavily. Thing is opening their campground that morning. And so we'll have the Soundcheck bus running between the Thing campground all, you know, most of the day on Thursday, and taking people to venues on a craft beverage tour. All over all the other stuff we're doing. And so we're kind of pushing a lot of the events, and we're trying to cram a lot of the good local bands, local DJs, everything into events happening that Thursday to really kind of capture that part of the audience.
And so this Soundcheck bus, this is very cool. So what I understand from both of you is most of the events are going to be through a variety of areas throughout downtown, uptown and downtown. And then the Soundcheck bus, if a curious community member who's not attending the thing wanted to hop on the bus and just how is that? You know, I was like, oh, how does this work? Can I get on the bus? I'm not going to the thing, but I kind of want to take a ride. Is there any element of that going on where one can just hop on the bus even though they're not an attender of the thing?
Oh, you can. Absolutely. Yeah. This bus is for everybody. It's for locals and thing attendees alike. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, we had some locals hop on last time around in 2019, and they had a great time.
So this is just curious to me, John, when I was thinking about, in my mind's eye, I'm picturing lots of people. And part of me wanted to know, you know, as a community member, what's this going to mean to parking, or do you have to realign any kind of stopping places for the bus and those folks that are coming to our events?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, you know, part of what the city does is make sure some of this awesomeness runs smoothly with minimal impacts to those who might be impacted negatively. So without getting into the specifics on Soundcheck, you know, the police team often works through parking and traffic management along with our streets crew. And for any major festivals, we tend to do that in partnership with a number of organizations. So, you know, for instance, the Port or the Northwest Maritime Center for events down near there. So I think, you know, just it's part of what the city is required to do in the background to make sure that events like this are successful.
Excellent. Well, listen, if you are just joining us, you are listening to Bureaucracy Now on KPTZ 91.9, and I'm Missy Nielsen, filling in for Taylor Clark, and I am joined by our co-host, John Morrow, City Manager of Port Townsend, and he's brought with us today Gage and Dominic, and I wimped out on the last names as well. Sorry about that. I should know better. My own name is Lago Marcino, you know. I give it a whirl, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Passapor. Passapor? Gage.
Passifera.
Passifera. All right. So, Dominic, you are straddling the world of being on our board here, managing the thing, and then the sound check. What are your needs right now that you'd want listeners to know a little bit more about in terms of attendance or pre-purchasing, or how can people help you know a little bit more about their interest in attendance so you can plan for it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like any party. We've got the food, and we've got the drinks, and we've got the entertainment, and now we just hope people show up. You know, it's we'd love to have attendance at all these things. You know, we're taking a little bit of a gamble. We talked a lot about whether we wanted to condense this and do another 2 or 3 day maybe event. There's been a lot of talk at the Creative District and before that within the Main Street and Chamber Boards about having an art festival in Port Townsend. So we're really hoping that this is kind of a proof of concept and really building a framework for what could turn into a, you know, all day, every day programming for a week kind of festival. It's a lot of fun. We're looking for volunteers. That's certainly something that that we still need. You know, this is a tough time of year for everybody. There's parties everywhere, festivals everywhere, people are on vacations, you know, and then we still have this pandemic, of course, that we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's a challenging time to get as much participation as we would like for an event of this scope, but we're feeling pretty good about it. You know, we're trying to make this kind of a break even. We've had some really good support from our primary sponsors and the Main Street program, who's the kind of financial sponsor for the Creative District. Volunteers, if anybody's interested in getting involved, it'd be great. You can go to ptsoundcheck.com, and there should be a contact us somewhere on there where you can reach out to us. You can also reach out to me at dominic@kptz.org if you're interested in volunteering. It'd be a big help.
Well, the first event is Friday night, and I noticed that it's at the Manresa Castle. And you know, curious about when you bring up the COVID, Manresa has a huge outdoor space. Is this an indoor event or an outdoor event?
That will be an outdoor event. It's excellent. In their kind of outdoor larger stage.
Perfect.
Stage. And important to note, for the Friday night that we're opening, it's really a promotion of all of the venues in town. So we have Anchor, Uptown Pub, we have the Castle, and then there's going to be some other smaller events at other spots. So definitely keep an eye on the schedule. We're still adding things as people kind of dial in their confirmations for next weekend, next Friday and Saturday.
Okay. And so these are all concurrently running at the same time on the night of the 19th then?
Correct. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. We're trying to do everything we can to support our local businesses and not take business away from them. So a lot of our events are really promoting things that are happening already in town. And, you know, Thing Coming and Soundcheck really gives all these venues an incentive to bring kind of the highest and best, you know. So we've got really, really incredible music from almost, I think, exclusively local, actually, next Friday and Saturday.
I'm super excited about the Sunday event because it brings in a time frame that allows others that might have schedules that prefer daytime interactions with the community. And it just, you've got some great, talk about multidisciplinary, from the poetry reading to the Lindy Hop, you know, movement, art. I'd like to touch back on that creative arts group and the funding that happened there, and define who are the funders that provide the grants under the umbrella of the creative art group.
Sure. So we had kind of gone into this seeking two grants that we were hoping would provide a good amount of our funding. One was the city ARPA fund that we applied for, and then another was an Arts WA grant through the Washington State's Art Commission. We didn't get either of those grants, and so all of our funding has come from individual business contributions from we have four primary sponsors, which are New American Funding, Urquia Law, Windermere Port Townsend, and Quimper Merck. There are MC level sponsors, and they've provided the bulk of our budget for the event. We were also awarded some funds from the Port Townsend Arts Commission, which is great. They've been a partner since our first year. And then we have a number of smaller contributions from other participating businesses. But we actually don't have any direct funding from the Port Townsend Main Street program or the Creative District. However, Main Street staff is heavily involved. Mari and Aaron are doing a lot of work on this event, and they're going to be very present and very engaged throughout. So we really appreciate their partnership and contributions quite a lot. We have other members on the Creative District committee that are part of this planning committee, including Denise from KCD Public Theater, Melody from the library, a bunch of other individuals who've stepped up and really put in quite a lot of time and energy into this.
There is so much going on. It's really exciting. But what I heard you mention, and I think it's, if I could just take a guess, it's well supported by the city, is the idea that we're not afraid to do a beta test. You know, you said we're throwing it out there to see what we can do in terms of a creative arts festival. And so I like that emphasis for attendees and especially local community members to really be able to be, you know, okay, this worked, this didn't work. What fun to try it and to be supported by a city that says, you know, we're okay with just kind of shaking out a rough edges. Am I reading this right?
You're totally reading it right. Yeah. And, you know, we've already realized there's things that we've missed in this and segments of the musical scene that we haven't really done as good of a job capturing as we would like to. And we're definitely, this is a great experience for us to get a good program put in place, get some policies set and be able to really expand from here. Gage did an incredible job in 2019. And like he said, it was done very quickly and, you know, kind of on a shoestring. And so this is an opportunity to expand it and just kind of set the stage for future years. And I hope that it can continue to expand and grow.
Gage, I'd like to put you on the spot a little bit. Since there's so many locations and so many opportunities, is there a branded icon graphic that we could look to, the big purple dot or the, because if we're, you know, you're uptown, you're downtown, it's exciting, but hey, show me the purple dot so I can at least get there. Do you have something that'll help us find these locations in terms of a sign or a moniker?
Well, you'll be able to look around town and see the posters up. We'll have posters going out pretty soon to the different venues that are participating. So look for those. Yeah, certainly go to the website, check out our events list. You know, locations are listed there. And then eventually we will have a program out too that'll actually have a map of where everything's happening.
Yeah, especially if we've got those out of town visitors who are attending the thing, you know. Who
yes.
knows Cotton versus Pope? Who knows Uptown versus Downtown?
Right. And we're gonna have a stack of these brochures out at Thing Campground, and people who are volunteering to go walk through the camp and give them out.
Nice. And John, I have really taken the bulk of this conversation today. Any reminders or touch points from last week you want to bring up before we close up our show today?
Oh, I think just get excited. I mean, there's so much that we can get excited about as a community. And for me, this just helps illustrate how all the pieces need to come together. You know, you've got a local radio with dynamism and enthusiasm, which I really appreciate, you know, promoting something that's, you know, locally grown, that requires multiple agencies to come together. And it really just like unleashes the creative expression of our community. And it's partly why a lot of us are here. So I just have nothing but respect and really want to make sure the community understands all the moving parts here and how it comes together. And it's you know, that there are beta tests, there are risks people take, whether you're in a business or creative district or, you know, a community member with a great idea. So, you know, take some of those calculated risks together and let's keep evolving awesome forward.
And to our dear listeners, each one of these partners that are pulling this thing together are volunteers. This is on top of all the other things you do. Well done, Gage. Well done, Dominic. And well done, John. I know you have a stipend of some kind in the mix, we are just about out of time, aren't we?
Yep.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Listeners, if you want to reach out to our city manager and have a question, send it to dj@kptz.org or to the city manager directly. What a dynamic conversation. I can't wait to put my dancing shoes on. Jim Burke will be filling in for Taylor Clark next Thursday. Do put it on your calendar to join us again. And this program will be on our website at kptz.org under the archive tab.